Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, we on? We live? Oh, man, we live, y'all.
No.
We back once again. Daddy issue. Still dads.
Let me burp.
Still dads out here. You know, ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing changed.
Still.
We doing questions today, man. This is a question episode.
All questions.
All questions, dog.
This and is you know what's funny? Somebody actually just hit me. He was like, "Do y'all ever go back and revisit like some of the questions and some of the topics?" And here we are.
Here we are. Man. This is like an All Berries episode of Daddy Issues.
Oh, All Berries. That was the best thing they ever did.
It's like
the best thing Captain Crunch ever did.
This is overdue. This is overdue, man. All Berries.
Original Captain Crunch was whatever.
Oh, without the berries?
It was
just there. But then the Crunch Berries, like, yeah, man, if we could just get All Berries, and then finally. But they didn't debut the All Berries till I was kind of tapping out on the sugary cereals.
Yeah.
Like, man, where was y'all at in my prime?
Yeah, my sugary days ended kind of early. Because even by, I remember my mom and dad used to buy this Quaker Oats, like, you know, the granola type cereal. Uh-huh. And by high school, I was like, this is delicious.
Oh.
The granola was so good. I was over it. My brother was still, he was still in the All Berries. Yeah. I never tapped out on Apple Jacks and Frosted Flakes, though. I never tapped out.
Apple Jacks is outstanding. Frosted Flakes is too much.
I had to defend Apple Jacks on great taste, and they act like I was wild.
Apple Jacks
is fire.
Fantastic. And the milk after?
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Man.
Patrick, Kev, any of
they were just hating on that because they had to.
Yeah.
Because Apple Jacks is fire.
No, but they was hating before we started shooting.
Really?
And they was like, "You going to defend Apple Jacks?" I was like, yes.
Apple Jacks is outstanding.
So
man.
Good. And Frosted Flakes, I've always.
Frosted, it just. I used to love it as a kid, but then I felt the cavities.
That was so good.
Because that's sweet. They'll sit in your teeth. But
I remember I had Frosted Flakes before I had regular Corn Flakes.
Oh.
So I didn't know. I went. Back when I was at my auntie's house and they had cornflakes, I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, you didn't put no sugar in there?
I tried to, but you know, it just sit at the bottom of the bowl. So I had to get a scoop of sugar out the bottom of the bowl.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was terrible.
When I think about the amount of sugar I used to put on top of cereal, it's disgusting, though. Like Rice Krispies and cornflakes, it's disgusting how much sugar I used to put in there. That's why I was fat as hell.
How much we used to put in Kool-Aid?
I was fat domino out here. And now I know why. The sugars.
We was in them sugars.
Man,
it's
the
so
bottom
good,
of the
though.
Bowl was disgustingly packed.
Yeah,
with
you
sugar.
And you scoop it out and eat it.
Oh, my God.
I actually do that.
Wait, you ate the raw sugar?
Yeah, when it was in the bottom of the milk, I would go in and eat it. I was out
But
of
I would
control.
Drink it, though. I would drink the leftover milk and then that, oh, man, diabetes was waiting on you, boy.
Yeah.
Thank God I made it out unscathed. Anyway, questions.
It gets so sidetracked.
Bubba Giles. Bubba Giles.
Bubba Giles. Is that a real name?
I don't know. I don't think it's real.
Sound like a folk singer.
Bubba, tell us if your name is real.
A bass player in a band.
Right. Bubba Giles.
On bass we had Bubba Giles. Give it up for him.
Boom, 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 boom. I just watched this thing on remastered on Netflix about Robert Johnson. The blues man that said, they said he made a deal with the devil because he got so good at the guitar. Like, he disappeared for a year, came back, was, like, doing stuff veterans couldn't do. He only recorded, like, 29 songs, and then he died. Like, they say he was poisoned. He died at 27. And then they was like, yo, so many people have died at the age of 27 that were legends. And they were like, did they make deals with the devil? Jimi Hendrix, Amy Winehouse, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain, all 27 when they died. And they like, did they make deals with the devil?
Well, they were self. A lot of those were self-inflicted deaths.
Well, they were like drug use and like, yeah. But they were deaths nonetheless. Yeah. So it was like, you know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Bubble guys.
What are your thoughts on cohabitation before a marriage? Do you think it strengthens or weakens the relationship?
I think it's necessary.
It's a great question. I'm currently living with my girl before marriage. And we did it fast. Like, for me, I did it, like, super quick, surprisingly quick for me, especially how skittish I am. You know, it was just... It just happened, like, you know, you might as well just stay out here. It was like that for me. Like, you might as well just stay out here. Like, had let's say I met Sabrina and, like, we lived in the same city. Then I wouldn't have done it that quick.
Yeah, yeah.
But since she lived somewhere else and was like, there was nothing really holding her there, I was like, you might as well stay out here. So it was like that for me.
I remember when I was seeing, I was like, do you live here?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
She was like, here. And I was like, you just live here, right?
Right. And so, like, but had we met and lived in the same city, I wouldn't have been like, you can stay here. I'd been like, nah, we'll just date. You know, you can stay tonight sometime.
If you don't live together, I still believe in spending a lot. Like, me and Cotty didn't live together early, but I stayed at her house. I was at her house like 3 nights a week.
That's how
like,
it happens.
I
with
was
a lot
at
of
her
people.
House a lot. Of, when yeah. I when she made me my own drawer, I was like, I'm here a lot.
Yeah.
I had a toothbrush there. So we didn't live together, but we did, but we didn't.
Right. But you still had the separate spaces to be like.
But I think it's important. You got to know people's habits. You
got to
know.
You got to know people's
habits. What they
habits.
Like. You got to know. You can't just, you know, sign that paper and then be like, I'm finding out all this stuff.
Because y'all need to match on the living condition too.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a big part of a relationship. Like, man. Do y'all mesh well on the living quarters too?
And if you don't, how much can you tolerate?
Right.
How much can you live? Because we don't match. But she's gotten better. But
yeah,
I was able to tolerate her messes.
Yeah.
And I just pick them up after her. She's gotten a ton better.
Right.
She still be doing stuff.
It's like, what can you tolerate? Like, for me, like, I said this on a previous episode about Sabrina. Like, she doesn't do, she'll cook. Her strengths are she cooks and then washes the dishes after she cooks. But other than that, in terms of just, like, taking the initiative to, like, clean the toilet or the shower or, you know, stuff like that, she doesn't have that initiative quality. It's like, I got to be like, man, you ever going to do any of this other stuff? Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, you know. So it's more so. And I feel like it's a constant battle with me. Like, before I got in a relationship with Sabrina, you know, I had roommates. And like, when Chaz was my roommate, you know, I had to pretty much train Chaz to just do regular stuff. Like, dishes, cleanups. Vacuuming, sweeping the floor, mopping. People just don't do this naturally. And, like, you got to – and then, like, sometimes you want to step back and see, when are they going to do this on their own?
Yeah.
And then you just sit there and then the pile up is real until you explode.
This one makes me annoyed. We live in an era where there are dishwashers and Clorox wipes. And so it doesn't even – it's not even – like, before you had to, like, get – products
right
and get a rag and a Clorox wipe. We have Clorox wipes in every room of the house.
Right.
If the bathroom, you don't even have to clean, take a wipe out, wipe the sink down,
right.
Wipe the toilet down. It is done.
Yeah.
And literally like a minute.
Right.
You don't have to spray nothing, rinse out a sponge or a rag, nothing. You
right.
just take a wipe and do it and it's done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why stuff, you know, dishes, I cook all the time and I just do the dishes as I'm cooking.
Right.
Cause you, what are you watching the food? You just sitting there like, okay, cook.
Yeah.
No, just knock out the cutting board. She leave the cutting board out every morning. Mm. Every morning I come downstairs because she didn't make them toast or waffles or whatever and leave it out. I'm like, just put it in the sink.
Right.
Or just wash it out real quick. Like, I don't, when I use it, and I just don't buy the excuses. Like, well, with the boys, I'm with them majority of the time by
right.
myself with two of them and I still get everything done. Mm. There's been the occasional day she come home, I was like, it was hectic in here. I was trying to answer emails and blah,
yeah.
blah. And it was just, it's pandemonium in here. I'm struggling because scrapping their dinner together because I got to run out and do a show or whatever.
Right.
I'm like, you got to clean this up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But for the most part, she'd be like, the boys. I was like, but I was out of town for 3 days.
Yeah.
And none of these clothes got folded in 3 days.
Let me tell you something, man. I don't be buying excuses. I don't buy 95% of excuses.
Yeah.
I just don't. You know, cleaning up, washing dishes, mopping, sweeping is not hard. It's not time consuming. So I had to get used to that. And so, you know, going through Chaz, my old roommate, the stuff he was doing, I was just like, oh, my
trash.
God. Yeah. And then he got better over the years. Like, I lived with him for, like, you know, from 2012 to the end of 2017. And so he got better over time. But it was still just, like, stuff. And then right after that, you know, and it was, like, other people living with us, too. You know, and this dude, my boy Mike Francis, he was outstanding. He's the best.
Mike Francis.
He would fold his stuff up. He would clean, you know what I'm saying, unprompted. Just he would clean up on his own steam as an adult.
Mike is good people.
Man. And so I'm like, yes. And then, you know, and then Sabrina's excuse was, I don't know. I didn't want to overstep my bounds. I didn't know what you wanted cleaned and moved around. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
As long as it's getting clean, I ain't tripping on that, you know. And so that excuse only could run so long after I already said, I don't care. And then, you know, so it's a learning process. Like, can y'all live together on that tip? And as far as does it strengthen or weaken the relationship, it depends. Like, if they totally, the way they live their life, if that's just straight unattractive to you, it's going to weaken the relationship.
But it's a good thing. You don't need to be in that relationship.
Right.
You need to find out who people are.
I can't handle this.
It's better to nip stuff. I can't stand when people are so afraid to break up. So you want to go through the crap for 10, 20 years and waste each other's time? Just get out of there. You not for that person. They not for you. Get out.
Right.
People are so afraid to just get out. Mm-hmm. And instead, you think it's more logical and more rational to waste each other's time for years? That's stupid. That's stupid on both your parts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. Get out.
Yeah, man. And you gotta also see how they spend their money comes into play too. Like, are they good with money? Are they good with finances? Are they good? Are they gonna, you know, are they gonna chip in on the bills, the rent? What are they bringing to the table on a financial aspect? You know, are they making bad choices? Are they just overspending? You gotta think about that as well. Living together too, so you know, because you don't want the lights getting cut off, you don't want to get evicted because they ain't putting in their share on the other side. Or like, if you're the breadwinner and they're not really bringing the money in, then all right, so what are you bringing to the table if you're not bringing the finances in? So y'all just got to work that out as well and see where that goes and see if y'all can, you know, coexist on that front. So it just depends, man. Bubba.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Sage D asks, what are your thoughts on homemade gifts? I didn't know people were still doing that after you get out of elementary school. Like, unless you're like a carpenter or something like that, I didn't know people was making
homemade
gifts like that.
Homemade gifts happen all the time. Like, whether it be, depends on, you know, who it is. People draw, people paint, people make stuff, you know. I love a homemade gift because I feel like that's truly from the heart. It's going to be original.
Yeah.
It's going to be something that you can't find just anywhere. So I'm going to be like, oh, you.
I guess when you put it that way, like, if somebody made me a portrait.
You made this for me?
I'd be like, yo, this is dope.
Shoot, the producer, Maya, she painted me. That's hanging up on my wall to this day. To this day. You know, so I'm just like, man, you drew me?
I guess, Well, I guess because I have kids. When I think homemade gifts, I'm like, I want no macaroni. Yeah.
You think of the necklace made of popcorn?
Yeah, I just automatically be like, I don't want them.
I'm all for the homemade gifts. Yeah. Like, I love it.
First of all, you know me. Was a homemade gift cheaper than what you was going to buy? Then yes.
It's a gift, Keon.
But I still don't want people spending money even when it's on
either.
Me.
I don't either.
Spend money
on
me.
But you can't turn it down. If it's homemade, it's already the time and effort has been done.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
You're not supposed to know how much the gift costs.
But if it was homemade, it probably was cheaper than whatever they was going to buy.
It depends.
Because they didn't have to pay for labor.
It depends. But the time.
Oh, I respect the time. Yeah. That's what makes it nice. Homemade gifts. Yeah, I'm for that.
Homemade gifts are outstanding. You know, if you're getting homemade gifts or if you're giving them, man.
I'm down with sentimental gifts, too.
Oh.
Like, if you gave me, you know what I mean, for example, somebody's like, it's your birthday. What do you want? Nothing. And then I come out and you made a DVD of, like, my childhood memories. Cut it. I'd be like, oh, this is dope.
Right.
you know, something like that, I'd be like, oh, this is tight.
He did this for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I love a homemade gift, man. I appreciate it. I don't like people getting me gifts. Let me just clear that. I don't like, I'm definitely the type of person to be like, don't give me nothing. But when I get a homemade joint, my eyes be jiggling, you know, because I appreciate the thought. That's amazing. Isis Francis.
Not to be confused with Mike Francis.
Oh, yeah. You know, Isis Francis. This was my first semester with a one-year-old daughter. And it was so hard at times, even when her dad did return to our lives. How did you and the Baker Boys' mom manage? Okay. So we had the Baker Boys while in college. You probably know that already. So it was tough because my ex-wife, she was a nursing major, and around, so Serene was born in 2000. So by that time, she was already, let's see, 2 years in maybe, because she went to New Mexico State. We both got to New Mexico State in 98. And she was already taking like the pre-nursing classes she needed to take in high school, and then, because she was like nursing all the way through her college career. It definitely gets tough schedule-wise, childcare-wise. Even with both parents doing their share, it's tough to have like a one-year-old or a fresh baby and still going to college. It's just going to be hard. There's no way around that, even with the help, because of the sleeping arrangement and depending on what the dad is doing. Well, I'm not sure what he's doing. We were both in school at the time that, you know, Serene was a baby. And then we were going through like breakups during that time too. So it was just tough all around. But I give major props to Ree for holding it down on the mom front and putting in work on the school, because she never wavered on her schooling ever. She always went to class. She got it done. Grades was good. And she was a fantastic mom. So, but I know it was tough. And also she had the help from her mom and, like, you know, her sisters and stuff like that. So there was help coming in from different places, but it was still just like a big challenge. And, that's how we made it. That's how we made it work. You know, a couple times I would take, you know, Serene with me to like, to go study and stuff like that. Or like, you know, you studying while, you know, they over there playing. You just make it do what it do. And we got through it, though. My grades was trash, though. Like, Hari is a much better example of how to do school and be a mom than me, because my grades, my study acumen wasn't the best. So I would be, you know, I'd be there with Serene, really focused on him, and then I'd be like, I'll get to the homework later, or I'll do it tomorrow morning right before class. That was me. That was me, last minute McGee. I'm doing 10-page papers the night before, and it was just, you know.
Now that's the best time to do it.
Oh, man, you know. Especially you doing, you typing all this stuff, and then when you hit the double space, you already, man, the double space click. Woo! You're like, man, that double space. Anyway, so that's how we made it work on the school parenting tip. But much props to Ree, my ex-wife, for doing what she was able to do. And she graduated in 4 years, man. It was no fluff. It was no fat. She got it done fast. And she's still in school now. She taking classes now.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I mean, she stopped for a long time, but now she wants that master's. So she's going for it now while, you know, raising teenage boys, taking the classes, and working. You know, so she's always been a worker bee, man. And I give her much props on that.
Ree's dope.
Yeah.
It's good at game nights.
Good at game nights, too. Good at game nights.
I don't want to mess his name. No, I'm just kidding. Jones asks, oh, I saw this question, actually. You guys actually responded a little bit. You guys' comedy is much cleaner than the average comic. Is this on purpose because your dad's, or just to keep yourself open for more, because I believe you can go from clean to dirty, but not vice versa? I told him on the page, and we've talked about this 1,000 times. I don't know if ever on here, but it's like, It's not so much that we're clean. We just get away with a lot. People just don't notice it. I've done a full hour before, and I'm talking about sex, suicide, molestation. I'm cussing. It's all kind of, I got off stage, and this lady was like, "You know what? I haven't seen many comics be as clean as you were." And I was like, "Were you not listening?"
Right.
But I think your delivery allows you to get away with stuff that people just don't, they just don't notice. They didn't hear it.
Right.
Either the way you said it was softer or whatever. Like, you know, Cat Williams, you notice his cussing.
Right.
Because it's just motherfucking Denman. Like, you hear it. But if you drop that behind something else or say it in a different voice inflection or whatever, and people just, and you smiling all the time and whatever, like, people just don't notice it.
Yeah.
They don't notice when it's not hard.
Because some comedians, every other word is a cuss word, is hard, is hidden, is super raunchy. And that's all you tend to focus on. But, like, with me, like, I consider myself a PG-13 comic. Like, I cuss here and there. It's, like, you know, sporadic throughout. And you may just not even notice it. And I think that's what a lot of it is. It's, like, none of my material depends on the cuss words.
Yeah.
And I do have adult material where I talk about sex or something like that where I can't do on clean shows. But if they said just no cussing, then I can do my whole, every joke I've ever made, I can just do.
Yeah.
But for me, part of that is like, you know, intentional, because my mom doesn't like a lot of cussing. Like, she doesn't like all the cussing. It just, she just hates cussing. I don't know why. She just doesn't like it. And so I always try to be mindful of that. Like, I want my mom to be able to watch my comedy and not feel like, oh, God, this is just too much. So, I mean, I'm going to cuss here and there. She's just going to have to feel every piece. But I want it to still be like she can enjoy my comedy and not just be completely turned off by it.
Yeah. That's, I mean, to the part of the question of keep yourself open for more, yeah. When I started out, people was like, man, make sure you're able to work clean, because – you know, you'll get a lot more work.
Right.
It's easier to put you. Matter of fact, these cruise ships I'll be doing.
Cruise ships, you have to
I'll
do.
I'll be clean.
You got to be clean at the, on and, the cruise ship.
I mean, the store you're on, you got to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
You got, so yeah, you definitely, you cut yourself off when you only can do one. Even when you're at a show and you didn't know, like, I'll be at the Ice House and they'll pop the head and be like, y'all know this is a clean show, right? And I watch the panic.
Yeah.
Of all the comments. Oh, I'll be like, man. Okay. And they'd be like, oh, it's like,
right.
It's not hard to do. So, yeah, it does give you more work.
It does.
And it does. But, yeah, I think delivery matters, because I'm not clean. And people just don't notice.
Right.
They just don't. They'd be like, you were so pleasant. And I'd be like, what?
Right.
I literally said I was going to set up a baseball bat up the lady's ass. Like, what? You didn't hear that?
The way you said it.
Yeah, I thought you were
talking
about
that
a friendly
all the
game
time,
of baseball.
I'd be like, I cussed. Like, I didn't hear it. And to your question, you believe it's easier to go from clean to dirty than vice versa?
I don't know.
I don't think I could imagine Sinbad cussing up a storm on stage.
Yeah.
Because he's been clean his whole career. I think it would be jarring to hear him cussing all of a sudden. But I think a dirty comedian can go clean as long as here's what I have noticed. When comedians that started out kind of rated R, when they do clean movies, they're not as funny. And that's, I feel like it's just due to the script. You got other factors involved. Yeah. But let's take Chris Tucker, for example. When he debuted on Def Jam, he was cussing. Like, you know, his stuff was edgy. He was talking about sex and cussing. And then when he got cleaner, you see him get cleaner in his movies. You know what I'm saying? He was kind of less funny. And then his last special, it was just less funny. And I don't think it was due to the cleanliness. I don't know what it was, but it was just a shift. And, like, I noticed that sometimes. But you got Eddie Murphy, who super raunchy, raw, but his PG-13 movies
so
work
fun.
As well.
Yeah.
You know, so it just depends on the
I think it's actually
person.
Easier to go from clean to dirt. I mean, from
dirty
to
clean,
because you take, when you're used to somebody, no matter what we say, when you watch somebody for a long time, that character they play on TV or whatever becomes who you think they are.
Right.
So, like, when people found out Bob Saget was filth, they were like, I don't want this. Like,
right.
It's not. It's easier to just not cuss. Like,
right.
That's easier. to do. Like, if Cat did a whole special not cussing, I don't think people would care like that.
Right.
They would just be like, oh,
long as he kept his mannerisms the same and his same energy,
people would just be like, oh, okay. But if, you know, like you said, if Sinbad or if, you know.
That would be jarring.
Somebody, like when Tamela Mann and what's her name made a sex album. I mean, adult R&B album. And everybody was like, even though they know Christians in relationships have sex, it's like, right. I don't want to hear that from you.
Right.
So it was just weird. Mm-hmm. It was just weird. It would have been a lot easier for them to be already dirty and then make a cleaner album. Yeah, and people were like, oh, okay.
So I agree with Keon. Like, it's easier to go dirty to clean.
Yeah, once you get typecast as, you know, corny or clean or whatever, that's what people want. It's hard to see. Even actors, when you play a lot of clean roles and you play the hood role, I don't believe you anymore. Right. It's too late. Like, I didn't believe, I saw Jamie Foxx, show before I saw Original Gangster.
Right.
So seeing Braxton as a gangster, I was like, this?
Right.
What?
Yeah.
It didn't match.
Yeah. That's for me, like, comedically, I don't want to get stuck in any category.
Yeah.
Like, I want people to see me. Yeah, I can get adult or I can be clean. I want to be either or. I want to be able to have that flexibility where if I want to talk about adult stuff or I want to cuss, it's not too much of a distraction.
I want to be able to talk my mood.
Right, exactly.
Whatever mood I'm in. Sometimes I'm not happy. Uh-huh. So this set going to be a little darker.
I don't want to be in a box. So, you know. And when you see me live, I'm naturally PG-13.
Yeah.
It just depends on the night. But I can definitely do a squeaky clean show, too. So
Now, the squeaky cleans aren't as gratifying. I will say that.
Right.
When people put clamps on me, it's not as fun.
Because you're in your head.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, nope, can't say that. You know? And you can't fully relax when you're in your head. Yeah, you can pull it off.
Yeah, easily.
You're not
and
fully.
And still rip.
Yeah.
And rip.
But it's just something. It's like, ah.
And I don't think people know how much we're in our head on stage.
Oh,
I don't think they know.
They got no clue.
How much it looks like we're on. It's a million things going on, like a million at a time. I don't know how we're even able to do that, actually, to keep all those thoughts. And, like, we're in one joke, and I'm already six jokes ahead in my head thinking of what else.
And they looking at us like, he in the moment.
Yeah, it's a lot going on up there.
My brain is just.
It's
that
lot.
Scene in The Kingsman in that church where he was just fighting all those white supremacist people. That's how my brain is when I'm on stage, just at any moment. I'm like, all over the place. All over. Especially me. I'm not a scripted, you know, on tour I've been like sticking to the set list. But normally on any given night around LA or whatever, I'm all over the place.
Yeah. That's why I be having bad dismounts.
Oh, my dismounts are just
I'll be like, okay, I'm gonna end on that note.
I've been getting better at dismounts, but man, whoo.
You know what's weird? I only have them mostly at Magic.
Oh.
I don't know why I just be like, I think I'm so afraid of running the light there.
Yeah.
That I just be like, I'm going to get off.
You start scrambling once you see that light. Boom. Anyway, we getting deep with it. Kendrick. I don't know if it's Kendrick or, you know, normally I say Kendrick.
Kendrick.
I see the E in there. Yeah. Is it Kendrick?
Kendrick.
Kendrick. Kendrick Brown Jr. My girlfriend and I are trying to get our body right for a summer trip in July.
What tips do you have
for us to get started and stick to it? I say the diet is 75% of it. Make sure
you're monitoring
your sugar intake, your calories and fat per day.
And like, sodium. Watch that sodium. Man.
That was the most effective thing. For me to lose weight, the most effectively in my life, when I went from 272 to 217, was counting calories, sugar, and my fat intake.
Sugar's a silent killer. People be sleeping on sugar. And it's sugar and everything, by the way.
Sugar and everything.
Watch the sugar count.
Nutrition facts. Look at those nutrition facts on everything you buy, you purchase, you eat. Try not to eat out at all.
I was about to say, cook at home.
Cook at home.
You want to drop weight fast, stop buying stuff and eating out.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you're putting in your own food.
Cook.
And when it comes to cooking, like, I don't know if you eat meat or not, when it comes to less seasoning and more vegetables, like more onion, more bell pepper, more garlic in your food, you don't need as much seasoning in there. And you just, little salt and pepper, if you put enough natural seasoning in there with the vegetables, it'll taste good.
Right.
And it's better.
Right.
And don't be afraid to lift weights. A lot of people are afraid to lift weights. Like they think, and you know, Preacher got a funny joke on it. You think if you pick up a weight one time, you're going to be swole. It's not how it works.
Right.
But lifting weights also burns calories while building muscle. So you don't just lose weight and look all weird. Bulky. Like it's another workout when you're lifting weights and right. you get a nice muscle tone. You're not going to get buff. And especially ladies too. You're not going to get buff from lifting weights. Like that's not how it works. Right. People have been trying to get buff for forever. It doesn't happen. You're not going to lift weights. It's like Marlon, we were just talking about that this weekend. Marlon, D.C., because, you know, they got the bet going on. D.C. don't lift weights. He just thinks he's going to run all day.
What's the bet?
Who can lose the amount of weight the fastest.
Oh, okay.
In the spot
I didn't know
time.
That was going on.
Yeah. And, you know, D.C. will not lift weights. And it's like, bro, it's okay to lift weight. You ain't got to lift heavy. You ain't got you just on the treadmill, on the sauna. That ain't doing nothing, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, but it ain't. But if you do the cardio and then lift weights too, you'll shred up a lot faster.
Right.
A lot faster.
I always lift lightweights.
Yeah, and that's fine.
I just do a lot of reps on the lightweight tip. Like I do like dumbbell. I do like curls at home. I do like 35, you know, 35 pounds. I'm not trying to be all like, I don't want that look. I'd rather just be lean. And, you know, but food, man, food be calm.
Food is definitely the main.
But diet is what you really need to pay attention to. And stop eating out. Even when they say it's healthy, you don't know what they're putting in there. They always use oils to cook everything.
Sugars.
And the oils be fatty as hell. Mm-hmm. And then the
so
sugars.
They're using lard. They don't even use an oil. They're using straight up lard.
Sugars in there. So it's just like, just read the labels, cook at home. And then you're going to
learn. And stick to it and reward yourself. Like my friend was a bodybuilder. Some people like to be like, I'm going to eat good all week and then cheat on the weekends. And then you end up binging on the weekends like a psycho.
Right.
Eating whole pies and keto. That stuff's stupid.
You can't.
So every 3 days, have a cheat meal. So you eat healthy, healthy, healthy. And then on that Thursday, go ahead and enjoy yourself a piece of cake or whatever, or fried chicken, whatever, and then go back to it. That way you're not freaking out.
Right.
Like, and your body will tell you, when you start eating healthy, your body will tell you when you need filth.
Right.
After a while, you'll be like, I have to have a cookie because you need
the
sugar.
The Rock has a cheat day once a day.
His cheat
every
days.
Day. His cheat days be epic.
Ridiculous.
It'd be one cheat day
sushi,
a week.
That much sushi and that many cookies.
I'd be like, and The Rock, man, I read about his cheat day years ago. I'm talking like 2005.
They're insane.
He's always had a cheat day. And now he's, you know, he's more ripped than he was when I read the article years ago. So it's like, you know, he doesn't deprive himself.
No, you got
to do
the
stuff he really loves. So, so just have that. But it's all about really just getting into a pattern of, like, eating good.
And don't fall off the pattern. It takes three weeks to build a habit, and I think they said two days to fall off or one day.
That's crazy how quick to fall off is.
So you gotta go consistently for 3 weeks and then keep that up. Because you take, I'll make it up. By the third make it up, you're not going no more.
Right.
You're not going. So stay in it. And knock that out.
And hold each other accountable.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to be honest.
Be honest. Don't let her slip. And, you know, make sure she be on you when you trying to slip. That's the key.
Don't be afraid.
A lot of times couples be arguing with each other because one of them slacking, you call them out, and then it turns into this big fight. Don't even be scared of the big fight.
Nah. Just tell her don't trip because you're a guy, you're going to drop the weight faster. That's just how it works. Don't get frustrated.
Right. So, yeah, man, that's it, Brown Jr. Good luck to you both.
Yeah.
Keep us posted. The final question. Oh, this is a producer question. What is good spoiler etiquette?
Who?
Specifically for Endgame and Game of Thrones.
I just say, shut your ass up, man.
Yeah.
I don't understand the need. I do understand the want to talk about it.
Right.
But why, even when you post, like, right, you know, Endgame's been 2 weeks now, so people are like, y'all had your time, yada, yada, yada. But why can't you just simply put, before your post starts, spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah.
Big letters so everybody knows I'm going to keep it moving.
That's all it takes.
Y'all just start talking. Why?
People love to spoil. People just like it. They love doing it. I talk to Shane all the time. Like, why do you like doing it? Because they should
have
watched it.
What does that have to do with
it? People got work.
Yeah.
I can't sit there right at the premiere time. I'm doing stuff. Just give me a couple of days.
I don't understand it.
It's like they get off on being the first to talk about something. And for me, like, you know, it was online that I spoiled something for Kev's wife, Melissa. And that was purely on accident. I was in the wrong group chat. And that was my bad. I ate it. I was like, yeah, I'm better than this. I felt terrible, but it was completely accidental. I get no satisfaction in spoiling it. Matter of fact, I've always been like, I'm not going to tell you. Because my mom would do this. My mom was shady for this. We'd be watching something that I've seen before. And she's like, I like this character. Is he going to die? I was like, oh, you just got to finish. I'm not going to finish if you don't tell me. I'm like, don't do this. Just watch it like I did. I'm leaving. All right, he going to live. All right, I'm coming back. She would do this to me all the time. She would mess up my integrity as a non-spoiler.
You know what I don't like either? Don't say nothing. Like, people think, I didn't spoil it. All I said was Arya. But that lets me know that Arya's going to do something.
Right.
It didn't matter that you didn't tell me what she was going to. Now I'm looking for her.
Right.
Damn near to save the day. I don't know what she was going to do, but I knew she was going to do something because right. y'all posting memes and pictures.
When they put her head on top of Damian Lillard, I knew before I saw the episode she's going to do something spectacular. Yeah. Luckily, I saw her putting in work in the middle of the episode. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's what they were talking
exactly.
about. And then when I got the surprise, my head blew off. But other than that.
Even with old girl, the last one, people was posting her name. I was like, well, something's going to happen to her.
Right.
Don't post nothing.
And, like, for me, like, I posted something that she said, but nobody knows who said it. I just said Dracarys. And then, you know, you already know who's known for saying it all the time. Dany. Yeah. And it wasn't even her. So, you know, if you got to put something, make sure it's maxed. And you
like
know,
my, every time I do it, I'll be like, wow, what an episode.
Right.
I'll be like, you know, I'll just put in caps, Game of Thrones. Or when I saw Endgame, I was like, damn, go see that. Or something like, you know, I'm not putting nothing because I know people have stuff to do and I don't get off on that. I really don't.
It does nothing.
And then when I do it, I'll be like, yo, just seeing such and such. If y'all want to talk about it, let's discuss it in the comments.
Right.
Like, I saw somebody come on your page and like, y'all spoiling, but they was deep in the comments. Well, get your ass out of here. Right. Well, you came in asking for this.
Don't go in the comments.
Don't go in the comments.
I can't control. Yeah. Because people are going to come in and be like, so-and-so got killed.
Yeah. Don't
and
go
I
in
try,
the comments.
I deleted a couple of those before, but I can't keep track. I'm moving on. I don't post 18 times comments. A day. I'm out of there. Y'all still in there food fighting? I done left.
Yeah, that's the thing. We can get out. Like I said, the dude that hit me today, he was like, I apologize. I'm like, for what?
I don't get
going
back
and forth. I was out of there.
Man, so yeah, that's the deal, man. All right, y'all. That was a question episode of Daddy Issues, man. As always, if y'all got questions for us, ask us on the YouTube page in the comment section. We'll tackle them on the show. You can find me, Tony Baker Comedy, on everything. TonyBakerComedy.com is the move.
At Keon Poli on everything. Yeah. Everything.
Everything, man. We appreciate y'all listening, asking questions, tuning in, telling people about us, man. We appreciate all of it, man. And until next time, we out here.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.